702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
Tributes continue to pour in after the minister in the presidency, Jackson Mthembu's death yesterday. The president announcing that Mthembu had died from a COVID-related complication. And he's being remembered as a loyal public servant and a revolutionary. You heard earlier from Carol Payton about the contribution he made to advancing the Party Disclosure Act as well, which has now, the Party Funding Disclosure Act, which has now been signed into law. Let's speak to Tidi Madia, who is EW and senior politics reporter. Tidi, you've been speaking to a number of politicians who've been reacting to the news of Jackson Mthembu's death.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Absolutely. And I think it's been just a difficult period for his comrades, mostly in the ANC, just to come to terms with what this means. With the ANC's Deputy Secretary General, J.C. Duarte, saying, you know, this is the person who died with his boots on. We spoke to Gwede Mansasa, the ANC national chairperson, who said to me, I often don't struggle with media interviews, but I'll be honest, this is hard for me. And then you also have people who work for them in government, like Fufumla Williams, who, Mandy, I couldn't even hear what she was saying. She was sobbing. And all she could manage to muster was, he was okay in the morning. He complicated around 1 p.m. And then she said, I can't do this anymore. And, of course, Pemima Jodina, who took over from Jackson as the chief whip of the ANC in Parliament, also crying and saying, she's now very close to 10 MPs due to COVID, that the pain is unbearable, that this thing is killing people, and we need to believe that.
It's so heartbreaking, you know, listening to politicians reacting like that. And the news that the doctor who was treating him, who tried to save his life, was then killed in a Netcare helicopter crash. It's just devastating. One of the other people you spoke to as well, Tidi, was Julius Malema.
Absolutely. That was an interesting one. And what actually sparked that conversation was Ronald Lamola speaking about back in the day and how Jackson had to consistently have to reprimand them. So I called Julius and I said, what do you remember? You know, there's a video clip of Julius Malema where Jackson is trying to call him to order and Julius is shrugging him away, ignoring him. So speaking to Julius, talk about what are your thoughts about Jackson Mthembu? And Mandy, this is what he had to say.
Jackson has always been, he was a youth himself, he was a youth leader, by the way. He was a student leader. He operated with people like Ephraim Mogale, because they were both coming from that side of Mpumalanga and the border of Limpopo. So he understood young people. And even when he was called to come and testify in the Youth League DC, they had actually thought Jackson was going to go very harsh on the Youth League. But to their shock, Jackson spoke in defense of the ANC Youth League. And when certain instances were actually presented before Jackson, I remember there was an incident where they were accusing Flood to have spoken to a journalist in a bad way or something. And then when it was narrated what actually happened, Jackson's response to the shock of the panel was, actually Flood was very moderate. I would have done worse than what he did. He understood the youth. I mean, you remember he was defending Dubuli Buni song, which I sang, and I was charged. When he was called to comment from the police cell, he sang the song himself and said, this is our song. This song does not belong to Julius, and we're going to defend it. We'll do everything in our power to defend it. So someone said to me, well, today, how do you feel about losing Jackson because you troubled him in Parliament and all of that? Then I say, no, but actually, once we leave Parliament or any other formal meeting where there is a serious heated exchange and disagreement, outside that forum, we become the best of friends with Jackson. I wouldn't hesitate to call Jackson an expressive view on any matter. That's how much professional we were, and that's how much we understood that politics are what they are, politics. So we shouldn't even want to personalize them.
Julius Malema speaking to Tidi Madia there. Tidi, thank you for bringing us that audio. I see there's a drive-by this afternoon with the departments under Jackson Mthembu paying their respects to his family.
Absolutely. You've got presidency, government communications, the Department of Planning and Monitoring, all going to Witbank this afternoon to go pay their respects, you know, across from the street, and just doing a drive-by just to show some respect and pass their condolences to the Mthembu family.
Tidi Madia, EWN senior politics reporter, just summing up there, a lot of the tributes that have come in for Jackson Mutembo. I always had wonderful dealings with him. He was always so generous with his time and with his availability, and just a really, really good person. So we paid tribute to Jackson Mutembo here as well.